turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there that's looking for employment to find something that you like doing and know how to do. That's why we call it the Opportunity Hour, so you can create opportunities by you being real with you. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. And Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. How about you?
I am doing just fine and ready to help job seekers out tonight.
All right, let's do it.
If I can. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show, and simply by going out to our Tantalk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you. I stress this on most shows because I'm trying to help you to know you can't hide. We see you. But we do want to know what you know how to do if you're telling us, especially if you are looking for employment. Especially, that's why we call it the Employment Opportunity Hour. I don't want any of you to have a job. I want you to do what it is that you enjoy. Anyway, tonight I'd like to have you just think about that, because imagine yourself or possibly you could be someone looking for employment. And hopefully, if you're looking for employment, I'm going to give you some tips as to what I think you need to do in order to find employment. But I'm going to suggest that you be very careful when you use that word job. There's a good time to use it, and there's a time that's not so good to use it. I'm going to tell you what to use. But I'm going to give you some tips tonight on how to ask yourself what questions you should ask yourself first when you know you've got to look for employment or you want to look for employment. There are some questions that you need to ask yourself. I'm going to go through five of them tonight in order to give you tips on what you should ask yourself in order to have you look in the mirror and decide on how to go in what direction. And hopefully it's one the type of direction that will put you on a path to growth, development, financial gains, based on you answering these questions for yourself as you're looking for employment. It doesn't matter when you start. It only matters that you are looking for employment. And I want you to find employment that you enjoy doing, because that's what makes you productive. It's when you're doing what you enjoy instead of getting a job, which I'm going to talk about. But I'd like to have you just think about that. Some questions that you should ask yourself before you start looking for employment, because that'll help you recognize what direction you should go in. So I think these questions are critical if you ask them to yourself, okay, or go look in the mirror. I'd like to have you think about that, and then we'll go from there. But think of yourself, because there are lots of jobs out there. There's lots of jobs, a lot of layoff, a lot of change happening in the workplace, and the only one that you should be worried about or concerned about is you being in the workplace, and you should be concerned about doing something that, how can you do something that you know and grow at the same time? Now, I did not mention job, okay? I'm going to discuss it. That's one of the tips I'm going to give you. But, so I'd like to have you think about that, and I'm going to give you a formula. When we come back after the break, I'm going to give you a formula, but I'd like to have you think about, if you're looking for employment, what's the purpose for it? What's the purpose for looking for a job? There has to be a purpose for you to look. Outside of that, if you're not aware of having a purpose, then you'll get anything, which so many people settle for anything. It hurts them, it helps our workplace, hurts the business that is out there. But I'd like to have you think about that. We're going to take a short break so you hear something from my sponsors, and then we'll be right back and jump into things I want you to ask yourself when looking for employment, and we'll be right back to get started. Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2414. 2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that well I won't.
All right. All right, working for a living. With so many of you people fall into that category, I'm trying to get some of you out of that category. Working for a living, doing what you enjoy. If you're doing what you enjoy, you're not working. You're just doing what you do. And the difference between working for a living. But I'm giving out some tips tonight for job seekers that are looking to work. Okay, you're an individual who wants to go to work. Either you have to go to work, somebody told you to go to work, but either way you want to go to work, but I'm going to suggest that you may not have known how to go about it. I'm going to give you some tips on how to become aware of the very words that you use and possibly how to look at some of those same words a little differently. I'm going to give you some. I got five tips on something I'd like to have you think about. Before you start looking for employment, I'm going to suggest that you ask yourself these questions. Okay, I'm going to go through what they are. Why do you want to work? That's the question. Why do you want to work? And a lot of people answer that question in ways that I would suggest that you not answer the questions. Why do you want to work? Some people say, because I need a job. And I can guarantee you, if that's all you need, you can get one. Those are easy to get. Okay, so if you say that you can't get a job, there's something missing. Okay, very easy to get a job. And the reason is because employers are always looking for somebody to do something. And if you say you just want a job, then you can get just a job. It'll never be one that you like or enjoy. Because you told the listener you just want a job. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about what are some questions that you could ask yourself in order to come up with some answers that might fit you. And I wrote down five of them. And the reason being is because you want to work. You have a need to work. However, it's important to know, are you hopping from job to job, still looking for a job? Is the language that you use telling everybody that you just want a job or you just want to work? I'm going to suggest you begin to analyze the words that you're using to tell us what it is that you like to do. Anyway, so these are some tips. Anyway, so why do I want to work? I'm going to suggest that you may think about that you want to work to learn how to do something. Okay? The tip is you want to learn how to do something, which means if you already know how to do it, most likely that's not going to inspire you to do any more. If you already know what it is that you do, then you didn't learn anything. You learn by growing. You learn by doing more. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about, why do you want to work? Hopefully it's not to buy a car or to pay the rent. There's got to be something in it for you in order for you to want to go to work. And I'm going to suggest that you look at yourself and think of, why do you want to work? Okay? There has to be something in it for you. And I'm going to suggest the word learn, so you can grow and gain experience. That's why you want to work. Because if you do that, the money will come. The raises and promotions will come. But it's important to understand what comes out of your mouth. If you just want to work, that's everywhere. Can you make the kind of money you want just doing work? Now, you should already know that, because if that's your thought process, then you've been getting what you get because you said you wanted to get what you got. It just didn't satisfy you and didn't satisfy your employer. Anyway, so possibly the word changed, but I want you to think of, why do you want to work? I got 5 questions. I'm going to go through the other 4, then I'll go back to answering them. The other one was, why do you want a job? I'm going to explain that a little bit more. What do you know how to do? I'm going to ask that question to get you to think about that for you. Have you worked before? I'm going to give you some ways of looking at that so you know how to answer that. And the 5th one is, what do you think the purpose of a job is? And I'd like to have you think about that, because I'm going to go through all those and hopefully give you a different way of looking at you, because you are the one that are using these words. You are the one who just wants a job. Anyway, so I talked about 1, which was, why do you want to work? Hopefully you want to work so that you can learn to do more than what you already know. Hopefully you want to work because you like to do something that you enjoy and get paid. I'd like to have you think about that. Why do you want to work? There should be a reason as to why you want to work for you. Because if you can do the work for you, it will take you in places you could never imagine. I'd like to have you think about that. 2 is, why do I want a job? Okay? I'm in the business whereby I help job seekers to find employment. I have people ask me questions. They ask them questions. No. 99% of job seekers, 99% is a high number. They want a job. They want a job because it will pay the bills. But they want a job because it will pay the rent. They want a job so that they have a lifestyle that they can live off of. I'm going to suggest those are all reasons that you might have. I'm going to suggest those are all reasons you should never tell anybody else. Okay, when you look at it from the side of the employer or the person who's willing to hire you, they don't want to know you want to come there just so you can pay your bills. They want to know, do you want to come there to help them out? And again, there should be something in it for you. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that and go from there. Why do you want a job? Hopefully it has something to do with so you can learn something and grow beyond the job that you had before. Hopefully you can use the skills and abilities that you learned in a prior job in this one and learn additional skills and abilities in doing something different so that you grow. And I'd like to have you just think about that, but that's the reason that
You need to ask yourself, why do I want a job? You may think about, I don't want a job. I want to do something that I enjoy. I want to do something that I'm learning new things. Nothing stopping you from thinking that way, but just think about those things, because you're looking for employment. If you already know that the employment you've had in the past you didn't like, then something needs to change other than you looking to do the same thing, because there's no way you're going to like doing the same thing. You already found that out in the past jobs. So see if you can catch yourself being stuck doing what you think you should do, because you are doing exactly what you think you should do. It just isn't working out for you, so something's got to change. Possibly it could be as simple as the language. But more importantly, I've said this on most shows, when you're going home, when you are home or not working, you literally do what you enjoy doing. And you've been doing those things all of your life. Well, there's skills and abilities within that. There's experience within that. And since you know what turns you on and what you're excited to do, there are lots of people being paid doing what you like to do, and you have a job, and they're doing things that they enjoy and getting paid. So I'd really like to have you think about that, because why do you want a job should not be the word. Okay, why you want more exposure? Why you want additional responsibilities? Those kinds of things you got to know how to ask for. But you got to know how to want them. Anyway, I'd like to have you really think about that. Why do you want that? Because as the individual, you want to know how you can get what's best for you. And the best for you are the things you do for enjoyment. And know how to do. And so there are ways that can be done, which is what this show is all about. How do you use you to go do what it is that you enjoy doing? Because you do what you enjoy doing in most times when you aren't working. I don't know why, when you could be getting paid doing those and learning more and having even more enjoyment, adding on more skills and abilities. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that, so that you know that if you're in the driver's seat and you're looking for work, how do you find the work that you want? Okay? Now, if you think your deadline's because you need to do something right away, I can almost guarantee you've been doing a lot of things because you needed to do them right away. The only question is did you grow any, learn any more, put yourself in a position to make more pay and enjoyment, or did you just go do what you did before? So many of us does that. The problem is it affects our entire workforce. That's where the bigger problem is. We can't give you raises if you aren't doing what we thought that you would do for us. I mean, when you look at it from our perspective, if you're doing it well enough, we'll give you raises. If you're not doing well enough, we can't give you raises, and you need to find out why so you can find out what you need to do and improve. But anyway, but I'm giving out tips on for the job seeker who's looking for work, tips on how do you find that in terms of finding something that you want or having a purpose for going to do what you're doing. We'll be right back. Time that we take a short break to hear something from our sponsor. We'll be right back. Feel free to give us a call if you like, 727-441-3000, and because I'm going over ways to help the job seeker get what they want, and we'll be right back.
Come on, wake up, everybody. Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
Live in America. But they say you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be. I kind of question some of that sometimes. But that's where we are. I'm talking tonight of helping job seekers that are looking for work, how to find the work that they will enjoy. Giving out some tips for the job seeker. You understand we got a caller on the line?
Yeah, we do. Your friend Majid is calling in, and he's on the phone right now.
Hello.
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, Gene.
That's good. You hear what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You have any questions, comments? I got more, but do you have any questions that you'd like to ask, or what do you? Based on what you've heard so far,
Gene, I was doing some of my payroll and handling some of my employees, but you and I have talked before about a few things. Mm-hmm. I just want to if I can, use your platform to say what I'm looking for as far as employees are concerned.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you do. Tell us what you do so that it justifies what you're looking for.
All right. So what I do security. I do security patrol, and we do that on an on-call basis. We take a lot of temporary jobs and on an on-call basis, and we do mainly fire watch. We watch people's buildings for them predominantly 90% of the time at night, overnight. A lot of times they're during the day, too, but predominantly the time they're overnight. We do some armed security as well as just unarmed, but we do everything on a what we call a observe and report basis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what you do, and what are you looking for?
Well, right now we're in the state of Michigan, we're in Texas, and we're in Georgia. Just got licensed in Mississippi, soon to be licensed in North Carolina this week. We're going to move to Florida here in about a couple of weeks, start up down there. So what I'm looking for, the first and foremost, is salesperson, someone to contact maybe construction sites, properties, anyone who has a need for security and actually sell our service. We're looking for that first and foremost. Secondly, I'm looking for someone that can dispatch. When jobs come in, call our guard team out and see if someone's available to take that work. Thirdly, a recruiter, someone to recruit new guards in those states. So, again, we're in those states right now. We're looking to go in North Carolina next week, South Carolina, Florida, and Alabama.
Okay.
Currently, we're in Michigan, Georgia, Texas, and Mississippi currently.
Okay. All right. So who is your ideal type of worker that you're looking for?
My ideal type of worker is a go-getter, someone that's motivated to make money. And they're going to make money, especially on that sales. And any good salesperson will be able to present what we have and get a percentage off the sales that they generate. So ideally, I'm looking for a go-getter, someone that can think outside the box, someone that doesn't need to be guided, someone that's a self-starter, self-sufficient, someone that likes to go out and get it, like myself.
Okay, I got some questions to ask just in those statements there. Ready?
Yes, sir.
How are you going to train these people? Do you expect them to come into your company and already know what to do, or are you going to train them?
Salespeople, I would like someone that salesperson doesn't have to have experience. I could actually train a salesperson. I've done sales, so that's going to be the easy part. Just someone that's motivated. If they're motivated to learn, willing to learn, I could definitely train that person. So no, they don't have to be. Don't have to have experience. Don't have to be have prior training. I could show them what to do as long as they're coachable. We could work with that, and that's the biggest thing, someone that's motivated and coachable.
Okay, what kind of problems have you had with the individuals that you've had in the past, or majority of them, or some of them?
I have the most problems I've had, and we talked about this here, you know, a little while ago. I have the most problem with a lot of us, a lot of men of color. Mm-hmm. We seem not to want to listen to basic, simple instructions. A person, you know, they're not coachable.
Oh.
They come in knowing everything, but don't exactly know what they're doing, and consequently make a lot of mistakes that didn't need to be made just simply because they're not actually listening.
Okay.
That's been the biggest problem that I've had with men. Women, on the other hand, seem to listen a lot better. And for me, I've had a lot more luck dealing with the female employee as opposed to the male.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure when you chimed in, but one of the things that I was talking about is for the job seeker, which is the person that's looking for a job, the questions they should ask themselves. And I'm going to suggest, as an employer, you may want to ask the same questions. But one of the questions was for the job seeker, as well as possibly for the employer, but asking the candidate, why do you want to work? And listen to their answer.
Okay.
And I had said, if they say, I just need a job, that's probably not a good candidate. A person who says, I just want to make some money, is probably not a good candidate. Okay? So what you want to do is listen out for, if you ask the question, then you'll find out how people are thinking. And if you find that you could ask several people and they aren't able to answer the question in the way that you're looking for, then you got to find out what their understanding of work is. Because they don't know what work is. So it's something to think about. Another thing that just pops into my mind, I'm not sure how old you are, but I'm not sure how old these candidates are, but if you have a certain amount of years of experience and they're just beginning, there's no way they can understand work responsibilities unless you train them. And so, because most likely when you were that age, you were the exact same way. I would ask, why do they want to work? That'd be one of the first questions I'd ask. But I would ask some more questions, like, what type of work have you done already? Because you may find out that they've had maybe two or three jobs that they've started and left, or they had the same responses, which means that's an indicator that they'll start and leave. And so I would look at that. As an employer, I would suggest that you have a training type of program in place that tells them, how are you going to develop them to do your job or the job that you want them to do? And so the reason being is because something I didn't mention yet, ask the individual, what's the purpose of a job? And I'm going to say this has nothing to do with age. There are people as old as I am that don't know what the purpose of a job is based on my definition. Okay, my definition is, the purpose of a job is to get something done. Which means if you ask that question, if the person can't tell you that they want to do something, then you probably can't get anything done. Because they don't know what to do if you didn't tell them what you want done. So I would ask all of them, because I teach this, I say, what's the purpose of a job? And the purpose, with our definition, the purpose of a job is to perform something that needs to be done. Now, the language is perform, which means you got to do something. And based on how you do it, that's what's going to determine how well we like it. It's also going to determine how we get pay raises, which means you should have a structure for pay raises. You get 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 12 months, so that the individual knows what's in store for them, provided they start to do what you expect them to do, which means they're learning, plus they're having a better understanding of their work, plus they're liking their work. Because if they don't like it, they're not going to do it. It doesn't matter. I mean, but the bottom line is you're exactly the same way. You don't do what you don't like. And when you do what you don't like, you don't do it well. You just do it. So you want to find those that like what they're doing, and they're doing it to your expectations because of the bigger vision. I got some of these written down. I'm just going to say what they are right quick, though. You need to find out, ask them, what do they think their job is? Once you've told them what you wanted them to know, is to ask them back, what do they think the job is? And then you definitely want to ask, how many jobs have they had? Now, I'm kind of cheating in a sense. Not how many jobs they've had, but asking on one job that they had, how many jobs did they do in order to do that one job? Okay, which allows the person to think about what it is that they've done. Now, what is your position, CEO?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the CEO of your companies. Some of the things that you probably have to do as a CEO, you have to travel, you have to work on the computer, you got to to treat your customers nice or smile at them, say nice things. You got to hire people and tell them what they're going to do. In other words, in order for you to do that one job, it's made up of multiple other jobs that you got to do.
Right.
So you want to ask all candidates, what have they done in the past, and listen to how they describe it.
Okay.
Because if they cannot describe it well, I can guarantee you they didn't do it well.
Yeah.
Okay, something as simple as use a computer or write letters or travel, it doesn't really matter. But the more they can think about what they had to do or know how to do, then the more they're going to have a self-esteem or self-worth based on the multiple tasks that they know make up a job and the multiple skills and abilities that they're carrying. That'll give a lot of pride within them. And knowing they can grow some more by working with you. In other words, they're bringing something to you that's going to help you, and you're going to give them more responsibility so that they begin to grow. But not being clear on what they did in their job, then they won't be clear in what they've done in your job unless you help them to understand all the little pieces that they have done, which means you got to ask some questions. What did you really do? It could be something as simple as, I had to speak to other people. Which means now if they don't know how to speak to people, you got to train them on how to speak to the customer or the client. If they had to write notes, whether it's on the computer or something, if the spelling's off, then you got to help them to understand what they wrote and read it back and stuff like that. So as part of training, I would suggest finding out what they think the job is going to be, finding out what they know how to do already based on what they've done in the past. That'll give you a description of based on what you want them to do, are they ready? If they're not ready, then you must train them. I'm going to use the word must train. And the reason being is because it doesn't matter where they worked before. How you run your company is what you want them to learn. And so having something there that they could learn by, you know, so age becomes very important. Past responsibilities become extremely important. Hearing what they think of a job is extremely important. And hearing them think about what they know how to do is more important. But anyway, it's time that we take a short break. Can you hold on for a couple of minutes? Because I got one big surprise for you.
Yep.
Okay, you listening to Majee? We're talking about things that the job seeker needs to know when they're looking for work. And we'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there. Just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look.
Look here to find that purpose on the Employment Opportunity Hour. I'm gonna say all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing. There's a purpose behind that, and we know what it is, and we can tell you what it is. I'm on the phone talking to a business owner by the name of Majig. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Before we go any further, can you tell us your company name and a way that we can contact you, email or phone?
Okay, the company is called Morgan & Morgan Security Services.
Okay.
You can contact me peripherally by email. Well, the phone number would be better. My email is pretty long, but the phone number is area code 517-897-0266. Okay, that's 517-897-0266. The email is Majid, that's M-A-J-I-E-D, Alzeed, A-L-Z like zebra, I like India, D like David, at gmail.com. The website is M&M Security, S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y, services with an S-L-L-C.com.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to repeat the email one more time, and just the company name.
All right. So the email is my first name, which is Majid, and last name Alz. So M-A-J-I-E-D, A-L, Z like zebra, I like India, D like David, at gmail.com.
Okay, great. Anyway, so I'm talking about the job seeker, understanding what the purpose of a job is. And out of all the things that I've told you so far about getting something done and knowing what your job is, because each worker may have a different job because they have a different set of skills and abilities. So as the employer, you may want to find out what are the things that they're good at, whether you can use those, fine-tune them. But the reason is, for all of this, I'm going to say that we teach this kind of stuff. It doesn't matter what you think the purpose of a job is. It doesn't matter what you say, but the more you say about what you think a job is, it's all important. So you may want to ask that person, what do you think the purpose of a job is? Now, here's the reason. Our purpose is all you have is one job. Doesn't matter what you say. Okay, the purpose of a job with our process is to make your boss or supervisor or company look good. If you cannot do that, you cannot do your job. And that goes all the way up the ladder. You represent Morgan & Morgan, or the purpose of a job is to make your supervisor look good, your manager look good, your company look good. Other than that, you cannot do your job. I didn't understand that until I was in my early 30s, I think. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that from that perspective. If you can't make your boss look good, then you don't need them. You want to put people in front of other people that are representing you, your reputation, and they are the representative. I would make sure that all of my staff, all of my workers know the purpose of a job in terms of why they're there. And if that doesn't meet what they think it is, I would not hire them. Because you want to develop people to go through your company onto bigger companies. It's no different than you want to take your company to bigger heights as well. So one, the carrot is that you can help develop the individual to do the job you want to do for them so that they can take themselves someplace else later. By having that kind of understanding for the workplace, the individual will prosper because they're doing things that they enjoy doing. But the employer that they're working for is going to be happy, and especially if they're going to be getting in front of other people. Because that's where the representation of the company and you and themselves shows up. Anyway, so I'd like to have you say that. I'd like to have you think about that. I mean, we got about 90 seconds left. Is there any other questions or any comments that you'd like to make?
Oh, myself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I definitely agree with what you said. The main thing is for myself is that I'm just really looking for motivated people that want to make money. When I got initially started in sales, I didn't know what I really wanted to do other than just make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And then I came across an opportunity in life insurance because I had heard that you can make a lot of money in that. Then I got into that and had somebody hold my hand and show me how to show me the industry. And I became the number one sales rep in the Great Lakes region. And that's when I moved down to Florida and started selling, a full line of insurance. But for me, a person just has to be motivated. They have to be hungry, want to make some money. And if they come to me and say they just want to make some money, that's a great thing because that's a great motivator.
I'm going to suggest this. With our process, if you look at the workforce, the statistic on workforce productivity morale, The money's not a motivator at all. The companies are spending tons of money trying to motivate them, and they just aren't getting the production that they think. But you're able to recognize a motivated person. A person telling you they're motivated is a waste of time.
Right.
So it's very important to understand what we recognize and how you can take that talent or that and use that to your advantage to make you and your company look good out there.
That's true.
But anyway, but our time is up. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Call again next time, but I'll be back in touch with you, or give me a call and we can touch base. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you as well.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we hear the music, My Way, by Frank Sinatra. I want you to know all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, you have been doing all of your life. I'm just trying to get you to know how to take all of that and put it into work, so that you aren't working, you're doing what you enjoy, making yourself happy and your employers, and go from there. We stay tuned for the Robbie the Shark Show coming up, and we're out of here for the time being.